The Breakdown with Bethany is a mom.com podcast.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hi, and welcome back to The Breakdown with Bethany. I'm Bethany Bronsilva, and thank you so much for joining me for a very special holiday bonus episode. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking to Radio City Rockette and mom, Katie Hamra. We're going to be talking about what it means for Katie to be doing 18 seasons of The Christmas Spectacular, what it's like to prepare for a show of this size, what it means to her, what she hopes audiences get out of it, and of course, the experience of being a Radio City Rockette and a mom. It really is spectacular. And just a quick note, thank you so much for joining me this holiday season, this entire 2023. It has been the joy of a lifetime to bring this podcast to you. And I certainly hope you'll stay tuned for 2024 because we have some incredible things in store. Thank you so much and happy holidays.
Oh my gosh, and I absolutely love the background. Are you backstage?
We're actually in a dressing room, but these are all our costumes.
I love it. And I so appreciate the time because I know it's a very busy time of year for you. But I did just mention that I took my 8-year-old to see the show, and I was telling my husband this morning, he ate it up. He loved every.
I love to hear it. There's so much to take in. So I love to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, he really did. I have video of him just like wide-eyed, but tell me what it means to you to be part of such an incredibly important tradition, like when it comes to New York and the holidays.
I mean, Radio City is like the place to be for the holiday season. So it's just so iconic to be a part of this group. You know, I feel like the moment that it always hits me too is when we put on that wooden soldier costume and we walk out on stage, because every Rockette that has been a Rockette has done that number. So it's just, I get chills every time. It's amazing.
Can you tell me a little bit about the prep process? Like, when do you guys start rehearsing and, you know, all of what, everything that goes into the sort of the making of the show?
Yeah, we start rehearsals 6 weeks prior to the opening of the show, and we rehearse 6 hours a day, 6 days a week. It's just, we're trying to get the show in tip-top shape and ready for the audience to see. So it's a lot of work, but, you know, we're ready for the audience when they come in. So we're excited to, you know, finally open the show. And we're running now until January 1st. So we're pumped.
I can imagine. And actually, I mean, I know it's 6 hours a day and it probably feels like a lot to you, but 6 weeks does not seem like a lot to me to get a show of this like magnitude up and running. But I'm assuming this is all you sort of dedicate your professional time to.
Yeah, absolutely. We're learning about one dance for every 2 to 3 days. So we're just learning choreography nonstop. We come in with like notebooks, because I don't know if you saw, but the stage is set out like a grid. So we're learning numbers and lines. They call them depths. There's solid lines, dotted lines. It's just like a whole math equation. And we just write it down in our notebook because every step is set on that grid. So that's how we keep all the formations in tip-top shape and all of that.
Is this your first year as a Rockette, or have you done it before?
I was just talking about this. I just thought about this on the train ride in. I was like, I've been doing this for half of my life. This is my 18th season. It's just crazy to think that 18 years ago, that's when I started.
And so even with 18 years in, it's still different, right? The grid that you're talking about, everything is really like you're coming in fresh every year.
Yeah, I mean, you can be just like one spot off of where you were last year and the show is completely different. Even down to the backstage choreography, we call it organized chaos. Like there's choreography backstage, even where we're changing, how we're putting on our costume, shoes first, dress first. It's all just, everything is super choreographed.
I love that. And so when this interview opportunity came across my desk, it was really with the aim. We're all about moms, right? Like we talked about, you know, like working moms, all of that. I can't imagine the juggle in just this crunch time. Like, so tell me about your life as a mom, your little ones, and how you're sort of managing it all right now.
Yeah.
Days without being a Radio City Rockstar already crazy for parents.
So. Yeah, always, always. I have a little boy named Carson. He's 2 and a half almost. And really the juggle is real. I mean, my mom, I'm so lucky to have her that she takes care of him during the season. I call her like the glue that like keeps it all together. And yeah, I have a few other moms that are in my dressing room and I get tips and advice from them all the time. But yeah, it's hard during the season, but I always look forward to, you know, putting him to bed at night and seeing him in the morning for a little bit. But yeah, my mom is truly like the glue.
I love that. No, because it's good that you're saying that, because it definitely takes a village. And then you mentioned that you're, you know, you've been doing this for half your life, 18 years. So you did the majority of this before you became a mom. Can you take us back? Do you remember what that first season was like after becoming a mom, like back in, you know, in the iconic outfits on the stage? What was that like for you? Like, you know, like, and having Carson at home?
Yeah. I definitely felt different. You know, I always strive to do this after I became a mom. And I've seen a few others have their little ones in the audience. And I'm like, you know, I really want to do that. Like, I really want to make it to that point. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like last year I got to sit and watch the show. I know you said you brought your son and you have like videos of him. I was literally doing the same thing in the audience last year. Just watching him watch the show. And it's just, I mean, I cannot wait for him to come this season. I'm so excited. I took out my Rockette mug the other day to just have some coffee and he pointed to it and he was like, "Mommy." And I was like, "Oh my God, he knows." So yeah, it's so special. And I'm excited to create now my own family traditions with him and my family. And it's just iconic. I can't wait.
I love that. And Ashley, has he seen you on stage yet?
Yeah, we brought him.
Okay.
You know, when I first had him, he had little headphones on. I don't think he remembers, but then last year we brought him again and he kind of got it a little bit more. And now I'm like, he's 2 and a half. So I think he knows. And like, I show him my reindeer costumes in the dressing room all the time. And he says reindeer. So I think this year is going to be a special one. Cause I think
can you talk to me a little bit also, and we'll wrap it up soon, but can you talk to me a little bit about the, like just like the holiday prep process? Like, how are you shopping? How are you like, man, what does Christmas morning look like in your household? Like all of that.
Oh, well, we're all doing the Amazon, you know, shopping list as we speak, in between shows, and we're all talking about what we're getting each other, you know, what everybody's getting their kids for the holidays. But yeah, it's just a constant, like, I feel like my brain's in like 5 million places, thinking about Thanksgiving, Christmas, all the things, and just trying to get it all under control. It's a slow but sure process that we're getting there, getting the Christmas list done and checked off.
I love that. And can you also, I mean, you mentioned there's a few other moms, you know, in the Rockettes, and talk to me about a little bit about the camaraderie, not only between you guys, but like all the women on stage.
Yeah. It's a hard season to get through, but we are all in it together and it takes everybody's efforts to make the magic come alive on stage. So we're all behind each other 1000%. Yeah, it's special to have them too, not only everybody else, but especially my fellow moms, just because they kind of get it. Like, it's hard to leave in the morning. And even just the other day, my little one had an ear infection and I was like, oh, I feel so bad. The mom guilt is real, but like, they're like, he's going to be fine. Your husband's got it. Your mom's got it. It's going to be fine. Everything's great. So we just keep each other going. You know, I've made some of my best friends doing this job too. We're spending a lot of time here more than at home sometimes during the season. So we create a really special bond, and yeah, I wouldn't be able to do this without them for sure.
I really, really love to hear that. I think it's so important for working moms, especially, to have that support. So I'm glad that you guys are able to give that to each other. All right. Yeah. Final question. I mean, yeah. I've seen the show 3 times and I brought my sons. I mean, I'm sure I've saw it. I'm a native New Yorker, so I probably have seen it more than that growing up. But my favorite part is the bus with the outfit change, the red and green. My son Jake, his favorite part were all the dancing Santas. What is your favorite part?
My favorite part, I would have to say, is now. I feel like it changes every year, but this year, I think, is Sleigh Ride, the opening of the show where we're dressed as Santa's reindeer. And it's because my son Carson is obsessed with reindeer and loves the reindeer costume. So I show it to him like literally every time I FaceTime him, which is pretty much between every show. So yeah, I think that's my favorite currently. But you know, they're all incredible in their own way.
I love it. All right. So final wrapping up, like what do you hope like families who are coming to the show get out of it? I mean, for some people they go every year, sometimes it's a first thing. So from your perspective as a performer, what do you really hope the show sort of brings?
I hope that they truly get the magic of not only the Christmas Spectacular, but Radio City in itself. It's just like this area alone is just incredible, especially during the holidays. And I hope that they get that feeling, like, you know, the holidays are a special time for everyone. So I hope that they get that, you know, magical feeling. And I hope that we can bring them that tradition and magic.
Love it. Thank you so much for the time. I know you're busy, so we really appreciate it. We absolutely love the show. We're huge fans, and you know, I would say everybody needs to go see it. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're running till January 1st, so everybody has a little bit of time to get their tickets.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. And I just absolutely adore that you're coming, you're doing this from the dressing room. So
of course. Thank you, Bethany.
All right. Take care.